Kale Kua Kaeo has been teaching Hawaiian language for more than 25 years. He and his wife Kahele are both Hawaiian studies professors at the University of Hawaii Maui College. They raise their children speaking Olelo Hawaii. So when he found himself in court, his language of choice was Hawaiian.
There are things you can say in Hawaiian that, you know, really express to our cultural view of why it's important for us to defend our sacred sites.
Kaeo is being charged with three petty misdemeanors related to his arrest last year during protests against the construction of a telescope atop Haleakala. The judge in his case granted a motion by the prosecution compelling Kaeo to conduct court proceedings in English.
I do not want to be held in contempt of court. I don't want to be fined. I don't want to go to jail for this. But if there's any reason for me, Kale Kua Kaeo, to go to jail, it would be to defend our right as a people to speak our language in our own homeland.
The prosecution argued that compelling the court to hire an interpreter would be impractical and an unnecessary expense, citing a 1993 federal case, Tagupa versus Odo. The judge in that case found that if the person requesting an interpreter can speak English, his or her due process rights are protected, and that the mere fact that Olelo Hawaii is an official state language does not compel the courts to ignore the practical realities of the dispute.
Basically, there's no legal requirement to provide language interpreters to court participants who speak English.
Debbie Tilang De Silva is the program director for the State Judiciary's Office of Equality and Access to the Courts.
In those cases, judges have the discretion to grant or deny a request for an interpreter.
Tilang De Silva has an arsenal of nearly 400 court interpreters representing 46 languages statewide. In 2015, total expenditures on interpreters for the top 15 languages was a little over $687,000. Broken down even further, that's $69 a court proceeding.
The judiciary is very committed to promoting language access and equal justice for all.
There is only one Hawaiian language interpreter registered with the state, and the demand for that interpreter is relatively low, accounting for less than 1% of the interpreter program's caseload. But Koho'okahi Kanuha says it isn't the Hawaiian language speakers who need interpreters.
So I conducted the entire trial in Olelo Hawaii.
Kanuha was on trial in 2016 for criminal charges related to his arrest during protests against the 30-meter telescope on Mauna Kea. He defended himself in the Hawaiian language only after convincing the judge that he wasn't the one who needed an interpreter.
The issue is when I speak to her, she wasn't able to comprehend that. And so my demand to her was, it's on you, it's your kuleana, it's your responsibility to find an interpreter for yourself, so that you as a judge can competently make a ruling in this case, in this trial.
With the resurgence of the Hawaiian language and a growing number of speakers proficient in both Hawaiian and English, this issue will not go away. Kaeo's trial starts today. He plans to address the court in his native Hawaiian language. Ku'uwehi Hiraishi, HPR News.